Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
So everyone's still asleep up here, which is honestly kind of worrying. Although it has given me a lot of time to reenact that scene from Risky Business. Well, anyway, the following podcast is not real. And while I've got you here, don't forget we've got a bunch of live shows coming up. Go to hellofromthemagictavern.com for all that info. And now, enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 3 years and 4 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I get a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts and good buds and co-mayors of Hog's Face, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Get wet.
How you doing, bud?
Doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. You know, really trying to be proactive, check off as many things off of our list of things we want to do this year, and make Hog's Face better and safer.
Have you made any headway getting home?
I have not made any headway getting home.
Is that still a thing we're doing?
It is on the list. And here's the thing. Look, it might not be at the top of the list, but that doesn't mean it's not the most important one.
Yeah, that's
true. It just feels like the pathway home goes through doing this podcast, finding Otak, defeating the Dark Lord, defeating the Void. Am I sounding a little defensive?
No, it's just, it feels like you said you're being proactive, but then it's like there's a void destroying Foon and Earth, and we're just kind of sitting at a table.
Look,
doesn't feel proactive.
We are not just
connective?
Connective? Is that a word in Foon?
Mm-hmm. It means lazy.
I wonder if that's a word on Earth.
That's like, you know how like you have connective tissue? It's lazy tissue. It means your limb's dead.
Oh, boy. Luckily, this podcast never has any connective tissue.
You got it.
It's just one bullshit thing after another.
I've been doing some home improvements.
Oh, really? You've been fixing up your hovel?
Yep, sprucing it up, a little DIY. Putting in some bookshelves.
Why?
Why do I want to make my hovel look nicer?
Yeah.
I guess because Mayor Manana is staying with me.
Oh, the mayor is staying with
you. He's currently has the sash, so he is the mayor.
You know, I stayed with you for months and months, and you never did anything to make the place look better.
Yeah, and you're welcome for all that free room and board.
That's true. Thank you. You saved my life. You're my first friend in Foon, and I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're a good friend.
You know what? Oh, I'm also joined by our other co-host and co-mayor.
Sorry. Sorry. I got here just in time. I've been very unconactive this week. And I went all the way to the Tombs of Fleam.
Fleam?
Yes. The Tombs of Fleam.
What's in the Tombs of Fleam?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? So I'll tell you. I found a grimoire there, filled with ancient spells, which even now I am beginning to suss over and begin to decipher. And one of these spells, I believe, may help us defeat the Void.
Oh, really?
Yes, because when you need to defeat a great evil, you call upon Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas, known to the elves as Fiengyalak, known to the dwarves as Zonin and Hookstengjis, and known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maestar.
What about...
Yeah, what was the...
Are there Are there still secret names? Or did we find them all?
What? No, I don't have any secret names.
What?
Huh?
I don't have any secret names.
Hamino, who?
Who are you?
Look, just between the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell people that I have secret names anymore.
Smart.
That's smart.
Because that way, they won't keep trying to guess them and turning into frogs and their eyes flying out of their head and things like that.
Great idea,
man. The minute you tell somebody there's a secret, they start to try and suss it out.
Yes, yeah. They want to know it. They feel like they're missing out.
Rooting around.
Guys, we are such constantly evolving dynamic characters.
We are getting smarter and smarter.
Learning life lessons and just growing in
every
way.
Every 3 years, we make a huge leap forward.
I know. Don't fucking advertise your secret names all the time.
Well, I'm not.
That's
going
the
to.
Best way to make them secret.
Yes, I'm not going to tell anyone, but I am going to leave little riddles all around Hog's Face about them.
Oh, we need a lot more riddles on this show.
Oh, they'll be indecipherable.
Well, guys, let's start knocking things off of our list for this year. We're already working to make Hog's Face safer and defeating the Dark Lord and all of that. But you know what's something that we've ignored for a long time, almost as long as needing to go and save Otok?
The fact that you're trying to get home?
That one, though, we're always working on in tiny ways, I promise, I swear. We need to do season 2 of Offices and Bosses, our beloved spinoff miniseries.
Right. I'll believe it when I see it.
We need to, or we get to?
We want to, and we are doing.
I do not believe this for one moment.
Guys, let me introduce you back to this very table. Metamore. The game master? Oh, Metamore, I really bungled that. Office manager.
It's fine, that's fine.
Game night.
Hey, everybody. It's nice to see everybody.
Very good to see you,
Metamore.
Yeah, yeah. How are you? It's nice to see everybody.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Yeah, I'm...
How are you doing? Okay.
It's been a busy year and a half or so, and spent a lot of time with a milk jug on my head.
Oh.
And maybe we'll go into that some other time.
Yeah.
Can we go into it now?
Well...
That feels like it could be a great surprise for Offices and Bosses here,
sure,
too.
Yeah, okay.
Well, hold on to that. Okay.
Metamore, can I get you something to eat or something to drink, perhaps? I've missed you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Some, you know, rooster's feet would be great, you know.
Rooster's feet! Here I go!
So, Metamore, for new listeners, you work in the stables.
Work in the stables, and when I'm not doing that, I'm usually hanging out here with my friends back in the corner, the dark corner, playing role-playing games.
Yeah, you play a very popular game called Offices and Bosses?
That's correct. And the idea is that rather than being boring old wizards and sorcerers and knights and whatnot...
Thank God Usador's away from the table.
Well...
With the phrase boring old wizards.
Rather than playing mundane wizards and trolls and goblins, in Offices and Bosses, you get to be a regular human with no special powers... Working in an office, trying to not get fired by the boss.
Yeah, it still doesn't really connect with me. John, I don't get why you guys love this so much.
It's just escapism.
A chance to get away from... I mean, people get turned into stuff all the time in Foon. You know, turned into toads, turned into salamanders, turned into tadpoles, turned into frogs.
I got turned into a newt once. I got better.
Here are your rooster's feet.
Thank you.
And they are having a special on potions that turn you into a tadpole. So I got one for everyone.
Now, in the world of Offices and Bosses, you couldn't just turn someone into another creature. It's impossible.
Well, not without a lot of surgeries.
Yeah, and it is in the restrictions that we find freedom.
Arnie, do you have surgeries on Earth? Like cosmetic surgeries?
Yeah, we do. People can try to make themselves look younger.
Try?
Yeah.
It's apparent they're not?
I mean, it's apparent they're trying, maybe.
What are some famous Earth people who have had surgeries?
my friend Alara Fry had a lot of work done.
What kind of work?
Mostly on his dick. I don't know.
Sounds like a cool dude.
He would not stop talking about
Sounds like a cool dude with the great dick.
And that's just the God's honest truth. I wouldn't, make a joke like that because that's just, crass and barely funny. Just the truth. As true as the fact that my wife only listened to Smash Mouth.
Well, you know, the last time we played, Arnie, I think you did a good job. Your character died.
Yes.
Last time we played. But I thought you did all right.
I mean, it was kind of interesting to kind of see the mundane world through your guys' eyes.
Well, yes, but you didn't quite jump in feet first, as they say. You were a little tepid in your response. During the miniseries, you played Orlando Bloom, a magical elf, and then before that, you played Ryan DeGeorgia, the son of the boss, which gave you many advantages.
Yeah, and it's three first names, Ryan D. Georgie.
Yeah.
You have a three...
Killer content.
Really thought about that for a long time.
Well, I thought you did fine. I thought you as a PC, were you thinking that maybe you
would... Yeah, I thought you did fine, too.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you were okay.
But most importantly, did you have fun playing?
You know what? At first, I was hesitant about it, I guess, but I really did enjoy playing it. I enjoyed all the times we played it on the spinoff, and I'm so glad to have you back on the podcast.
No, it's fine. Great to be... And now that you guys are the mayors... I hope you can carve out some time to play some more.
Oh, well, we are not the mayor this week. It's Mayor Manana.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He's currently in Green Gables.
Manana of Green Gables?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I may have to go clean up the stables. Stables?
Gables. Green Gables. Gables.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, green stables. Ooh, throw those away.
Ugh. Oh, I got to get a mop if the stables are green.
Were you at the stables when Arnor cleaned the stables? Wasn't that one of his big feats?
Oh, that was an amazing feat.
I was sick that day. And not going to lie, a piece of me felt like, hey, if y'all thought the stables were dirty, you should have told me.
Oh,
I mean, don't.
Yeah, yeah, that's interesting. They did it on your day off.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like maybe he waited for when I wouldn't be there, so awkward, there wouldn't be a confrontation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got to be tough to have like a mythic figure in your world. One of the most famous things about them is them doing your job.
Which I do every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get anything. I mean, it's not like, you know, I'm supposed to. I don't get paid if I don't do it, you know. So here comes this champion, this hero coming in and, you know, you telling everybody love me because I cleaned the stables because no one else could. And I'm like, dude, I do that all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And,
if you shovel shit, you're not a hero.
Have you ever thought about getting in touch with your roots and perhaps burning up the filth in the stable rather than just shoveling it out with a pitchfork?
You know, I'm not going to lie. Since we've chatted last, it had come up that perhaps I might be Dragonborn.
Yes.
And I've been doing some more thinking about that. And I'm only able to burp fire.
Hmm.
But I have not... I can't... I'm not one of those people who can just make themselves burp.
Like, oh.
You know, like that kid in school who could burp the alphabet?
No.
You don't know that kid who could burp the alphabet?
I know him.
What was his name?
Vance McGee.
I know Vance.
Yeah, Vance... Vance McGee, he could burp the alphabet.
Is he related to Swampson McGee?
He might be.
Did we ever find Swampson McGee?
Ah, okay, I'm going to put that on our list. Find Swampson McGee. Also, figure out if he's related to Vance McGee.
And McGee is a fairly common surname in certain parts of Foon.
Oh, okay.
Certainly.
It sounds fantastical.
Yeah. But I've been able to burp fire, but I have not been able to breathe it. I was talking with my mother. She dismissed it immediately. I don't. What about Dad? I don't want to talk about him. I've never met my father.
Oh, you don't know your father?
No, I don't know who my father is. Mom will not talk about my father. She also hates eggs. Never let to have eggs in the house.
Hmm.
And she walks with a limp.
Oh.
And she doesn't like sitting on round things. It doesn't come up very often.
Oh, yeah.
But if there's ever a round thing, she won't sit on it.
Huh. Give her a ukulele and she's a bag of quirks.
Yeah, yeah. That is true. You met her, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, if you
she's
give
a
her a ukulele,
lady. Yeah.
She'll sit on a square stool and just start.
You know what? I'm going to be honest, though. I don't like sitting on round things either. It's not comfortable.
Hmm. Well, it can be if you sort of relax into it and let it contour to your body.
Some of those moves you made.
Contour to your body.
You should sell furniture.
Ooh.
Have you ever thought about that, being an ad man or a pitch person?
I never have thought about that.
What would that sound like?
Would you like... Wait, actually, I do that all the time. I forgot. Buy a Casper mattress.
So, Metamore, I have a question about your mom. Like, how does she feel about your playing role-playing games?
Oh, she's just happy with it. She's happy I'm out of the house, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, sure.
She has hinted that I might be 100 years old,
or
over 100 years old, which is kind of strange.
What kind of hints does she leave? What kind of...
Like, she is very old, A. Mm-hmm. And B, she's like, you know, you've been living in this house for 80 years.
Oh.
And you've been working in that stable for 20.
Subtle.
Do the math, you know?
It's so hard to know if that's just the natural hyperbole of an overworked mother.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
and time is really hard to keep track of in this world sometimes.
Yeah, at the top of the show, you usually stumble over the years.
Yeah, but for a good 90% of the year, I'm real vague about it.
That's true.
My mother hates barbecues. She hates cleaning fish, and she hates young, beautiful maidens.
Hmm.
I think she...
She's dragon adverse.
That's what everything's pointing towards.
Yes.
Hates YBMs?
YBM?
Young, beautiful maidens?
Yeah, not into young, beautiful maidens. I think she maybe thinks she was one at one time.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Her heart is human. Her blood is boiling. Her brain's YBM.
Yeah. That pretty much nails it.
Yeah.
You know what? I hate taking BMs at the Y, too.
Now, Metamor, this is an issue I've taken up with many dragons and dragonborn. You said you had trouble breathing fire.
Yeah,
You can burp out fire.
I have on accident burped out fire.
It's somewhat an inaccurate term. When we talk about breathing fire, often we mean breathing out fire. Have you tried breathing in fire?
No. No, I saw you were going with that
one. Big fire! I need a big fire over here!
Oh, Usador, let's not kill another guest.
Have you tried spitting fire?
No, I haven't. You know, I've stood in front of the mirror and tried various things. Can I breathe fire? Can I, I've only been able to burp it sometimes on accident. Can I see into the future? Can I cast spells on people that make them do my bidding, the answer is always
like an auction.
An auction, yeah.
I've seen Usador do that before.
Auctions.
Put a spell on someone and they'll go to an auction and do his bidding. Because he's like, I don't want to be at this fucking auction. I got shit to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You stand there with that little ping pong paddle, and like, what's that about?
I don't know. Where did that start? Do you have auctions on Earth?
See, I don't know if you have auctions on Earth and all, but like, what if you're auctioning off a ping pong paddle and then everyone in the crowd, why are you holding up? Okay, put down your paddles. I get that you have them, but no one wants this one and everyone holds them up again. Like, guys, I'm trying to get rid of this one. Stop showing me yours. And then they'll probably be like, oh, wait a minute. Now I remember this is part of the auction.
Metamore, that was more meta than I would have liked.
Here's a goblet. I lit a fire in it. Try to breathe it in.
Okay. Wow. I felt the fire go into my lungs.
Yes, it did. You sucked it right in.
Yeah. Where did it go? Where is the fire?
I think it's inside of you now. Now try to breathe it out.
Did you snuff it out? Did you put your hand over it when I wasn't looking? Is that
no?
It?
No, you breathed.
Where
it
is
in.
The fire?
You breathed it in.
There's fire within you.
Okay. Do we have a spittoon? I don't want to light any.
Here, just do it right into my hat.
Sure.
What's all this smoke then?
Oh, sorry, Kid Usador.
Oh no.
He'll be fine.
Well, should we start playing some offices and bosses?
I don't know. I feel like the listeners want to learn a little bit more about cleaning stables before we really get to it.
Cleaning stables is boring.
Yeah.
I'm ready to play. In fact, I have some fun news. Maybe we could play around.
Hell yeah.
Where we're all bosses.
What?
We all get to be bosses.
Normally, we're lowly employees inside the game of offices and bosses.
Yeah. Well, I thought it'd be fun this time around if we could play something called... advanced offices and bosses.
Oh.
Is it the same Vance that you knew in school?
Yeah. He actually could burp the alphabet and then became a
Vance, yeah.
A creator of games.
Oh, wow.
Which is quite nice. No discount. He doesn't remember me. I've sent him some scrolls and things, but he's not. That happens.
Sure.
That happens.
Well, if I am to portray a boss, I must cast off my favorite and longest played character, John Bastion.
Wait, we have to play new characters? We can't just upgrade our old characters?
In advanced O&B, AO&B, everyone's a boss. New characters, yeah.
Okay.
We can roll them up.
Ooh.
There's different classes you can be, different classes of boss that you can be. And I've got some materials for everybody. If you have to look those over, we can roll up some characters and play.
Fuck yes. This is awesome.
I'm excited to play like a boss.
What shall be the name of my boss character? Oh, I must contemplate this and think of a name and throw myself into the character.
Arnie, I have three ideas. Let me run them by you.
Sure.
Give me a vote.
Yeah.
Magma Man.
Okay.
That's one. Shadow Man.
Mm-hmm.
Or Hugo.
Huh. I don't know. I feel like those first couple ideas are real mega, but I don't know if... Let's go with Hugo.
Hugo? Great.
Yeah.
Done. Done and done.
Hugo Boss.
You know, the first time I played the character Ryan DeGiorgi, who was the son of a boss. So maybe I should play Ryan DeGiorgi's dad. I'll be Daddy DeGiorgi.
Sure, sure. Okay, okay. And now, after some contemplation, I have come up with the fantastical name of Alex Baldwin.
Well, that's great. Well, we've got some wonderful bosses here, and all we need to do now is roll up some characters and pick our classes. There's different kinds of bosses that exist in the world. There's angry, yelly boss. There is I'm in control of everything, but I'm really not boss. There is micromanage-y boss. Mm-hmm. And you can pick all different powers and different abilities, and maybe we'll get this thing rolling on the golf course, you know?
Wow. You know what? Looking through this, I think I want to be emotionally withholding so that your employees really want you to treat them like their daddy boss.
Okay, yeah. It's going to make having to fire anybody interesting.
Yeah.
And there will be lots of firings, I imagine.
I want to be a fun boss. The kind of boss who, like, brings in a case of booze, and I'm like, let's drink at noon. Or, I try and stay hip to the new slang.
Yeah, yeah. But actually, you're taking everyone away from their work.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. I'm incompetent, for sure, but I'm a fun boss.
And I'm going to take the class of tantrum boss. I'm unpredictable and wild. Then I may turn on you in a moment's time, throwing little fits and tantrums like a little baby.
Oh, that's great. And if you can time those tantrums with the firings, that would really work in your favor.
Mm, yes.
Yeah.
You're going to be a boss baby? Oh, I get it. I really should have seen that.
What do you mean?
I should have made that connection a long time ago.
What connection?
No. I don't want to talk about Earth stuff that I shouldn't know about anyway. Well, you know what? Let's take a quick break and roll up all the rest of the specifics of our characters and really dive into advanced offices and bosses. All right, just like rolling up my character actually has gotten me a little more excited about playing offices and bosses. Metamore, I suppose, take it away into the world of advanced offices and bosses.
Well, the first thing we need to do is everyone will pick one luxury item that they have with them at all times. And this luxury item will bestow certain powers upon them. And it is valued at least $500,000. And if you want to, sheets there is going to peel through that and look through. Could be an expensive watch. Could be an expensive set of golf clubs. Could be perhaps keys to a very expensive car. But everyone has one obscene luxury item that they will begin the game with.
Okay. I'm going to take the Toulouse-Lautrec piece.
Sure. It's a painting.
Painting? Yeah. Small painting?
Small.
I'll carry that in my pocket.
A wallet size painting, yeah.
I'm going to take the watch.
Oh, please. Okay.
I think that's the perfect thing for me to have.
Gold, diamond encrusted.
Yes.
Rolex watch.
Very nice Rolex watch.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a statue of my son, Ryan DeGiorgi.
Was that on the list?
Oh, it has to be on the list.
Well, I guess there is exotic art. If you want to consider a statue of your son exotic. Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Wait, okay. Can I trade in, that got me thinking, can I trade in my Toulouse-Lautrec painting for an elephant?
Sure, I guess exotic animals.
It says
animals.
Ivory on there, yeah.
And yeah, yeah.
I just combine those two.
Can I trade in my statue of my son for like a nice tie?
Yeah, a $500,000 tie. That, okay. Yes.
Can I take that statue of his son? Can I put that on my elephant?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. We haven't even started playing yet, everybody.
This is what I imagine bosses do.
All the time. We're just swapping things that have tremendous value to everyone, but to them are just playthings.
I thought it would behoove a fun boss to have a gold statue of Ryan DeGiorgi riding on an elephant.
Oh, sure.
Well, we'll open the game at the club on the golf course, and you are approached. The three of you are approached by a fourth person whom you might recognize. I'm not sure. Maybe Fun Boss probably has the best chance of recognizing people.
Hugo, yeah.
Yes.
Let's roll here as a 15.
15. All right. Well, as the Fun Boss, you're going to be more apt to recognize people. This is Dr. Farquhar. She is a lady here at the club currently and kind of the grand dame of the country club. And she approaches you and says, you boys need a fourth?
We'd love to have a fourth.
Usador, is that the voice you're going to go with?
Yes, that's the voice for Alex Baldwin.
Oh, wow.
Is it Alex or Alec?
Alex.
Oh.
Alec isn't a name.
Just couldn't hear you quite right.
Stop being such a smart Alex.
Alex like Alex Kazam. Do you know Alex Kazam?
I don't think I do.
Mrs. Farquhar is excited to play with you guys and says, how about we make this interesting?
Oh.
Well, I have an elephant with a golden Ryan DeGeorge riding on top of it, so I think things are already a little interesting.
Wow, that I'm going to roll for her on that one, and she was pretty insulted by that. She was pretty insulted by that.
I hand her a lotto ticket.
A scratchy or a...
Always a scratchy.
Well, how...
I'm smart.
I'm going to roll for that again. Oh, a scratchy, huh? How how plebeian. Wow, what do you think I am? Look.
I'm a fun boss.
Look, you three. There have been some word around the country club that someone or someones have not been mean to the staff.
Oh, don't worry. I've been plenty mean to the staff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well,
I'll leave the worst voicemails you've ever heard in your life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't care.
I'll tell you what. I'm on the committee that makes sure that people are allowed to stay in the club. And you all need to make one nasty voicemail to the maitre d' of the club if you want to stay.
Right now? I'll do it right now.
Oh, wow.
Well, well, can I use my cell phone here on the course?
Yes, you can. Yeah, it's good reception.
I'm going to roll to see if I know how to dial the number.
Yeah. And if you don't, Dr. Farquhar can tell you.
I get an 8.
You find the number. It's one of those where there's like, is it under country club or golf club? And you aren't quite sure. But then you realize it's the same number under each entry on the phone.
All right.
And are allowed to call it. As Angry Boss, you're already going to get a 5 bonus, plus 5 on this roll.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
So
wonderful.
You should be able to really insult that Maitre D real well.
Hey, dipshit. Why isn't my car parked around front? I said I was going to come pick it up in 15 minutes. Yeah, I'm still in the course. I don't give a shit. Go get the car and pull it around. If I don't see it out there in 10 minutes, I'm going to have your balls in a sack. And I'm going to throw that sack in the ocean. And that ocean I'm going to set on fire. How was that?
That was nice. Let's give it a roll there.
Okay. That's a, wow. It's a 12.
12 plus 5, 17.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's... Mr. Baldwin, I think you are definitely not the person who has not been rude to the service staff. I think, if anything, that was exceptionally rude.
Oh, it hurts my heart a little bit to be so mean. I don't know if I like playing a boss.
It seemed to come to you so readily. That
hey,
ball sack
thing. Hey, don't mess with me, you little shit. I'll
me?
Tear you up, too. See, I can do it, but it just doesn't feel right.
You're really good. You're really...
Am I?
Yeah.
All right.
I wonder, instead of chewing out a maitre d', can I turn this into a power struggle between me and the doctor?
You can certainly try.
Is it like being a con artist where the greatest con is conning another con artist? Like, could I, like, boss a boss?
Your class again was...
Withholding.
Yeah.
Oh, it's tough to really be proactive.
Isn't that the whole thing you're doing this year, being proactive?
I know, I'm trying to be proactive.
Yes, withholding, it seems like the natural choice for you, though.
You can certainly try. You can certainly try to figure a way out of this. Or if Hugo Boss is ready to make a nasty phone call, whoever's ready to go next here.
Maybe Hugo Boss should go. I feel like he's really good at being overpowering.
Okay. You might as well call me Adol Rafi, because I'm going to be the perfect dick.
Chen, I don't know why you really latched onto that story about a random person I mentioned from back on Earth.
I know it's just a combination of consonants and vowels, but collectively, it just feels some sort of connection.
As the cool boss, just so you know, there may be some negative modifiers because people don't always take you seriously as the cool boss.
Gotcha. What's the maitre d's name?
Brian.
Who gives a shit?
Hey, is this Brian? Hey, champ. Hey, big guy. Nothing wrong. Just wanted to touch base with you. Us creatives, you know, were chatting the other day, and we thought that maybe you could do your job a little better. Not that you're not doing it great. All right. How about you and I maybe catch a flick sometime soon? You're the best. And I'll talk to you soon, buddy. All right. Bye-bye. Pretty good.
You need a good roll for that one. You're going to need a real good roll for that one.
That's a 2.
Wow. Maybe we found our softy. Wait a minute. Were you born into being a boss, or did you work your way up to it?
I'm born into it.
Were you?
No.
Wow.
Wait, what?
What?
Nepotism.
Okay, it better be nepotism. Menepotism? It better be.
It's nepotism for men, menepotism.
Yeah. I'm a doctor and a woman. I know about those
My
things.
My menepotism has metastasized.
Oh, no. Are you going to be all right, Hugo?
Yeah. Why? What? What do you know? What do you know that Hugo don't know?
I don't know.
You don't know, Jack.
Let's get this son of a bitch to the emergency room. It's really metastasized. We got to do something about it right now. Look, if somebody doesn't do something about it right now, I'll tear off your nipples and put them in the freezer.
Let's go.
Usador, you're scaring me a little bit.
What do you mean? I'm just playing my role.
You ripping off nipples and ball sacks?
I'm an unreasonable boss. That's my tantrum boss. That's my class. I'm just playing the role. It's fun.
Well, Dr. Farquhar is like, wow, okay. I'm going to keep my eye on you. I'm going to keep my eye on you, Hugo Boss.
I'm going to keep my eye on you. Just kidding. Fun boss joke. Are you related to Lord Farquhar?
Hmm?
Shrek.
I think you're it. I think you're a fake boss. I think you have conned your way into this.
Do I have some sort of air about me that I would con someone?
You do have a con air.
Give me back the bunny.
Wait, he's not really a boss. He's some kind of undercover boss?
Well, that's what Dr. Farquhar thinks.
Oh.
If he loses boss status, it will be very difficult to fire anybody. Oh. So we need to make sure he can stay a boss.
Guys, help me out.
Well, I suppose we're working together as bosses, so...
Daddy DeGiorgi, make that voicemail.
Oh, okay, fine. I'll do the voice. You know what? Actually, could I see Brian in person? I feel like I don't even want to do a voicemail. Like, I want to be face-to-face when I really stick it into this Brian guy.
Okay, roll for that. We'll see if...
Okay, I got a 12.
Okay, well, Dr. Farquhar says, fine. If you want to do this things face-to-face, you can, but he better be crying when you're done.
Okay, great.
All right. Are you a boss, or are you...
Oh, I am a boss.
Are you?
I am a boss.
Are you?
Yeah.
And she punches you in the shoulders with both of her fists.
Oh, with both fists?
Yeah. It's
weird to pull off.
It's time to boss up.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
She snaps her fingers over her shoulder, and somehow someone knows that means bring Brian the maitre d' forward. And here he is in front of you. He's confused. He's a little scared. He sees Alex Baldwin and is immediately... I pulled your car around. I pulled your. It's you can actually see it.
Good fucking thing.
I put it in the handicap spot so you can see it. Sorry, that won't happen again.
Better not.
Yeah, treat Mr. Baldwin with respect.
I will. Yeah, I will. I don't like it when he yells at me. So yeah.
So Brian, I wanted to talk to you.
Sure.
Can we speak in private for a moment? Because this is going to be real bad.
Yeah. We can head over to the. To the ladies' tea. I don't know if you want to. Is that fine? Or
I guess so. Sure.
Okay.
So, Brian.
Uh huh.
I'm supposed to yell at you over here, but I'm gonna do a secret action. I roll for this, like to see if no one knows that I'm doing.
Oh yeah, you gotta roll for that one. Yeah.
I got a 15.
That should be enough. You do hide. You keep everything kind of hidden, so
yeah.
You would never be loud and demonstrative anyway.
Yeah.
Even if you were really mad, you would always keep it kind of low-key, so that's going to be easy to hide stuff.
Brian, in order to keep my powers as a boss, I need to yell at you and make you feel terrible. But I don't want to do that, because you remind me of my son, Ryan. I'm going to adopt you, and you're going to be Brian DeGiorgi. And I'm going to be your Daddy DeGiorgi.
It's kind of weird.
It's a little bit weird.
What am I supposed to do? Just to hug you, or...
You're going to help me kill all these other bosses.
Really?
Yeah.
Even your two friends?
Especially my two friends.
You know, if you want me just to run off crying, I'll do it for 50 bucks.
No, I want you to help me kill some people.
Look, you're my son now. You're in this. Yeah, Pop. Okay.
Yeah.
Is this something I can do, or you want me to put some poison in their Arnold Palmers, or...
No, we don't poison in this family. That's the coward's way out.
Okay. Do you want me to...
Here's an axe.
An axe?
Mm-hmm. We're going to decapitate everybody, but only bosses.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I've been wanting to do this my entire career here at the country club.
Thank you. I've always wanted to have a son.
You're going to need a real high number to roll, by the way.
Oh, really? Like, how high?
Like 19 or 20.
To get 19 or 20?
To get this guy to start going on an axe murdering spree.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's
Could Usador or Chunt do a roll to, like, help me out? Like, to kind of, like, give me a bonus?
Why the hell would we help you out?
Do you have any items on your sheet there or any
What about your
items?
Nice tie? Does that have a
I have this really nice tie.
Any bonuses for that?
That is your one absurdly expensive item, and if you were to promise that to him, you won't have it for the rest of the game, but if you want to use it this early, but that'd be a +6 right there. So now we're talking 13 and north to get him to do this, so that's going to help your odds quite a bit.
Brian, son, I want to give you this tie,
that I traded a statue of my other son for.
It's the statue on the elephant, by any chance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Here, I'm going to put this on you, and I'm going to teach you how to tie it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Now, this goes over here, and this goes around. Uh-huh. And this goes around and through the bottom. And then this goes over there.
Is this
and
a...
you pull it down, and it's not... Well, the back is supposed to be...
It's a twister around a little bit. Okay.
Yeah. It's not... The front is supposed to be further than the back, but this is close enough.
Is this a double Windsor or a...
Yes. This is exactly what that is.
I'm not allowed to use that knot around the club.
Well, you're not allowed to decapitate bosses either.
That's sure thing, Pop. You got that one right.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. Okay.
So I have to roll a 13 or higher?
That's correct.
Okay. I rolled a 12.
Wow. Can I just kill one person?
Brian, yeah. I'll help you. Okay. Who do you want to kill?
That guy who yelled at me.
What?
He, like, totally chewed me out.
Alex?
Mr. Baldwin. Like, were you here for that?
I was, yeah.
He reamed me out.
He really did. It was kind of scary.
I had it on speakerphone.
Yeah.
He's going to hurt somebody. I really think he's going to hurt somebody.
I think so, too.
If not in his own, I don't know. How many wives has that guy been through?
Who can say? We can look at a sheet and find out.
Yeah. You know, he cheats, by the way, at golf.
He cheats at golf?
Oh, yeah.
Like, why bother?
Thank you. I've caddied for him before.
Oh, yeah.
He's just this angry grouch.
Ugh. Okay, well, let's do this.
All right.
Okay. So, how are you other bosses doing?
Good. Here's the scratchy.
No, thank you. Thank you.
And I want to hand him a scratchy.
Okay.
Hand Daddy. Hand Daddy a scratchy?
Sure.
I'd like to use my action manic episode.
Yeah, you can do that twice a day, just so you know.
Great. I'm doing all right. I guess I'm feeling a little overwhelmed by everything. You know, it's sort of a lot of pressure to, you know, make the quarter deadlines and hit all the projections. And, you know, see this watch? This watch is worth more than your whole life. You don't have anything. You are nothing compared to me. There's first place and there's losing, and that's it. I'm really sorry about everything I said earlier. I'm so sorry. Here's the keys to my car.
And I want to use the action, let my real age slip.
Sure.
Oh, I haven't seen an outburst like that since World War I.
What? Hugo.
You give me your watch and your keys?
No.
Or just show me your watch?
No, it's my fucking watch. Here are the keys.
Okay.
This watch is worth more than 10 of you.
Daddy to Georgie?
Yeah?
You want me to kill him? He just gave me the keys to his Ferrari.
I just feel like somebody should get killed in this game.
We could kill the elephant.
Let's kill Hugo. What the fuck? Kill the elephant?
Just saying. You ever had elephant ears? They're delicious.
I'm going to roll for your speech there. Wow. Well, Brian still wants to kill you.
Mm.
Alex Baldwin.
Yeah, that's understandable.
So Brian is coming at you with the axe.
I don't really have any defenses here. I have a lot of aggressive attacks. Can I just push him down? I'll try to push him down.
Sure. It's going to be your strength roll against his strength roll. And as a blue-collar employee,
yes.
It's going to be probably a little bit higher than yours.
All right. Here we go. 6.
Okay, I'm going to roll for Brian here. Ooh, that's a 18.
Whoa.
You try to push him, and he shoves you back, and you stumble a little bit and fall down.
You rotten son of a bitch. How dare you touch this suit? This suit is worth 10 of these watches, and this watch is worth 10 of you. That's 100 of you in this suit.
My daddy wants me to kill you.
Your daddy? Who's your daddy?
You know my daddy. You're looking at my daddy.
That's me, daddy. Daddy to Georgie.
Turned on me.
I'm sorry, I'm just so used to fighting bosses. It's all I know in this game. And even when I am a boss, I gotta...
It's real cutthroat.
Yeah.
It really is. Everyone's trying to climb their way to the top of the corporate ladder.
Am I close to a large body of water, like an ocean or a sea at all?
There is a water hazard nearby.
I don't think that will work. I have this submarine I can get into sometimes.
Yeah. That can be parked at the golf course as well on the water hazard.
I make a break and try to get to the submarine.
Great. Okay. Give me a roll here and see if you can make it.
Ooh, 3.
Okay, you stumble in a bunker, and you get sand on your face. Comically ridiculous amounts of sand on your face. Brian is behind you.
What are you all laughing at?
It's so weird. John, when Usador is Usador, I feel very sympathetic for him, like he's in danger. But as soon as he starts doing that Alex Baldwin voice, I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, you're just kind of checked out. Is that what you're saying?
No, I wasn't saying I was checked out. I was just saying my sympathy level goes away.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what either of the two of you are doing while this freakus is breaking out.
The minute I hear he has a submarine, I'm going to try and sink it. So I'm going to say 14.
Sure, okay. Well, you sank his battleship.
Ugh. Wait, that's my battleship. I have on my paper, I have a battleship.
Well, it's now sunk.
Why did I park it there?
At this point, Dr. Farquhar has gone to get security, but it may take several more melee rounds for the security to arrive.
Mm. Right. I've fallen down the sand trap. There's not much left for me to do. How about I grab a clump of the sand and I kind of throw it at his face?
You certainly can. You certainly can. Let's get a roll here for that.
17.
Yeah, it lands in his face, lands in his eyes. He is blinded temporarily.
Oh, no.
And he is just, Daddy, Daddy, I can't see. Daddy.
Metamore, is there any chance that this could have negative long-term effects on Brian, my new son?
Having sand in his eyes?
Well, just like me, I guess, like...
Manipulating
talking
him?
Talking him into
totally.
Killing
yeah, I think
somebody
so.
On the golf course?
I think so. I really think so.
Oh, I'm a bad daddy.
Maybe so. You may have a shot at redemption here, but it's going to be tricky.
I guess I got to use all my powers as a boss to save my son.
Yeah. He's going to be blinded for one more turn, so each of you will get a free action while he's Brian is blinded.
Can I also call out to Hugo and see if he can join me and help me out?
Certainly, yeah.
Hugo, get your ass over here. I'm stuck in this sand trap, you fucking idiot.
And I want Hugo to just take out his guitar and start to play.
Sure. Is there a song or a style of music you want to...
Whatever the kids are listening to.
God damn it, stop noodling and get over here.
And I want to roll to see if Hugo can yell a phrase that's hip but also appropriate for the situation.
Sure.
Okay. That's a 3.
You make a fool of yourself.
FOMO!
No one knows what that means, and everyone assumes that, it's a poor attempt at trying to sound cool.
While Alex is distracted by Hugo, I'm going to roll to see if I can get between Brian and Alex so I can kind of like... shield him with my body.
Sure,
with my big boss body.
Yeah.
I got a 12?
That's good enough. That's good enough. He's blinded, so you can get between them, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get through this boss to get to Brian.
I'm laying in a sand trap, covered in sand. I look like an idiot. And you did this to me? Why'd you do this to me?
I don't know.
You see this watch? This watch is worth 10 of you.
Well, I'm also a boss.
Okay, it's worth like 5 of you.
No, you're not that much more of a boss than
me. Do you have a Ferrari? What are you driving?
Look, I don't put my money into that. I'm not a car guy. I just invest and I travel a lot. I like to put my money into experiences.
Okay, this is an experience. Fuck and you. That's the experience I'm giving you right now. Fuck you.
First of all, you don't put an and in between there. That's grammatically incorrect.
Well, he doesn't understand that. That's part of the character.
Oh, I see.
He's built himself up from a lower status in life, and sometimes he says things that sound like they're insulting and smart, but they really are just a mess when you break them down.
And then you realize the source of a lot of that anger is that Alex never learned how to read.
Exactly.
That was heavy. Was that out loud, or was that between?
I think I say it out loud, but I use I don't say it in the third person. I say it in the second person. Like, you never learned how to read.
Yeah, so what? I'm still the most successful boss here. My shits are 10 times better than you.
Your shits are 10 times better than me?
Yeah,
sounds like a shit off.
My shits were 10 of you.
I mean, can we roll for that?
If you want to, we can.
I don't want them to do this. Is there a way that I can sink their battleships?
You can try.
Okay. So 14.
It's a miss. Wow. If you guys want to have some kind of...
I'm going to roll. I rolled number 2.
Wow. In this case, that's the best thing to roll.
I got
to
leave the table for a little bit here. Sorry. I don't need anything. I just need to leave.
Alex Baldwin, that's the best thing to roll in this case. I'm not sure if you can... beat that.
Yes, I seem to be out of options here. And this boss is towering over me, and his son has a battle axe, and I feel as though I may have met my end. Is there an action I could take that I'm missing here?
I feel sorry for you, but also I'm kind of excited. Is this going to be a game of offices and bosses where my character doesn't get horribly killed at the end?
You do have one option left to you,
and that
is to play everything off as a big joke.
Oh.
And when bosses have their little pissing contests and are all angry at each other and yelling, they can just kind of start laughing. And
oh, yes, I see that here on the back of the sheet now. that was good. That was good. You got me. Now let's get on the back nine and finish this day up. All right, let's do it. Come on, let's go.
All right. But on one condition.
Yeah.
Nothing happens to Brian.
Nothing happens to Brian. Fine.
Wow. Feel like I could take that as some kind of victory.
Nothing will happen to Brian.
I slip Brian $500 and I ask him to swing that axe right at Daddy DeGiorgi.
Sure. It's going to take a roll.
16.
He takes a swing at you.
What? Brian!
It hits you in the shoulder blade.
Oh, right where you got double punched.
Oh, Bruno!
How many hit points do you have?
They
come up so rarely. So
yes,
rarely.
So rarely, yeah. But they're very important.
Yeah, I have 13 hit points.
Okay, the axe does 12 and a half.
What?
Yeah, you are down on the mat there. This would be your opportunity. You could undo the embarrassment that was dealt you with a rubbing it in his face moment here. Since you were cowed earlier, everyone at the club will then treat you. You only get negative modifiers for dealing everyone at the club. If anyway, the only way to reverse that now is to really rub it in his face.
You piece of shit. How dare you? How dare you come at me and try to ruin my life because I'm the greatest boss that ever... You see this watch here? This watch is worth 20 of you. I'm worth 20 of you. You're just a piece of shit, and I turned your own son against you, and he hit you with a battle axe. I kick him in the face.
Sure. Give me a roll there.
11.
11. Not bad. It mostly just gets turf up in his face.
Okay.
But you have regained all your privileges at the club, which is nice, even though you were cowed earlier. Mm. Now you are now seen as a real boss.
I have very mixed feelings about this. It doesn't feel like the great adventure of trying to keep your job and fight for the side of goodness and prosperity. I just feel as though I'm part of the problem.
Yeah, and actually, I didn't roll the damage on the grass clippings you...
Oh, yes.
It's three-quarters of a hit point of damage on the turf hitting your face.
Oh.
Hugo, seeing that that you're badly damaged, Daddy DeGiorgi, he puts away his guitar. He stops playing hip, cool, new music that children would recognize in a cool, fun way. And he wants to help Daddy, so he gives his elephant a whack on the butt to send the Ryan DeGiorgi gold statue over to help Daddy out.
Sure.
Can I roll for that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's 19.
19. The elephant makes it over to you, and even though you're technically dead, the visage of your son restores a half hit point to you.
Oh.
So you're now technically not dead.
Also, if you hit zero hit points, you can use your golden parachute.
Oh!
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Yes, if you get to zero, you can hit your golden parachute, and you're fine.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
Well, I guess I'll do that. Apparently,
you still have half a hit point now.
Oh.
I'll let you use your golden parachute if you like.
Yeah.
You will immediately disappear and reappear at a condo in Miami Beach.
Oh, okay.
And you'll start adventuring there.
Okay, great.
Everything will be restored except for your necktie, which you did lose. But the golden parachute will get you to your condo in Miami.
Okay,
Beach.
Wow. Well, I'm just excited that I survived one of these things.
That was a good round, you pieces of shit.
I think it's over.
Sorry.
Isidore, did we get a peek into what it would be like if you ever turned evil?
Oh, no. Not at all. For if a darkness did really overtake me, there would be such a brutal and terrible reign of terror that did come down from the very skies, as the birds and the rain and the fire that I would bring forth created havoc unlike any you have ever seen!
Your hat's on fire. Hat's on fire.
Sorry, kid, use it all.
I'm moving out.
What?
I'm gonna move out.
Oh, no. The most beloved character on the podcast.
Oh, no.
Kid Usador's moving out.
I've had enough of this.
Well, I've raised him to know everything that I know, so he should be just fine.
Yeah.
And it only took about 6 weeks.
Well, Metamore, thank you so much for coming by and playing Advanced Offices and Bosses with us.
Yeah. It was fun to play, and I haven't had a chance to play this much, but, you know, when everyone's a boss, you realize the enemy is your friend.
Yeah, there's a lot of self-reflection that happens.
And maybe your friend is your enemy, and your enemy's, you know.
When everyone's a boss, no one's a boss.
Yeah.
You know what? I always assumed it would be easy to be a boss. It's not that easy being a boss.
No, there's a lot of posturing and nonsense involved with it. It seems very difficult to me.
And you know what? I thought everyone knew Alex Kazam, but it turns out nobody does.
I figured that you guys, since you're kind of the bosses of Hog's Face now, you would probably...
Oh, yeah, we are kind of boss hogs.
We should have played it like we've been running the town. We could have been open-hearted, empathetic bosses trying to do some good.
You probably would have lost if you did that.
Oh, we would have lost?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't take that as a metaphor for how we should be running the town.
And you would have lost the game, but, you know, it's not here. It's in this other
fantastical world that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? As part of being proactive, we want to do season two of Offices and Bosses. So, Metamore, will you stick around and record a whole second season of Offices and Bosses with us?
Totally, yeah. Yeah, it'd be great.
Can I switch back to being John Bastion?
I think that's probably a good idea.
Good.
Yeah, can we play something that makes us just as sort of powerless as we normally are?
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that, yeah. And maybe, I don't know if there's any... It'd be nice to have a fourth. I don't know if you guys...
Oh, yeah, we could pull some people in. I think I saw Clax was hanging out. We could probably have Clax on.
Sure, yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. There's a new expansion for O&B where everyone plays as though they have no job. You start unemployed.
Oh.
And maybe we could roll up some unemployed characters and start from there. That could be fun. A lot of fun.
All right, great. Well, you know what? I think this is a good time to say that Offices and Bosses Season 2 is coming out very soon. It's going to debut on Stitcher Premium April 4th.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, if people listen to this episode the day it comes out, that's like only 2 days away. And if they listen to it the day after it comes out, it's 1 day away.
And if they listen to it the following day, it's the same day.
Wow. All of season one of Offices and Bosses is already on Stitcher Premium. And now season two is going to start coming out with a new episode every week.
If they listen to this episode the day after, can they go back and listen still? Or is it gone forever?
It's there permanently, or at least as permanent as any kind of digital media is.
If they listen to it 2 days after it comes out, will they still be able to listen to the miniseries?
Usador, you know I can't do math.
I'll take that as a yes.
You know what? We enjoyed doing the first season of Offices and Bosses so much. We're excited to finally do Offices and Bosses Season 2. We're going to have really great guests like Clax the Skeleton, Claudia the Witch, Momo the Mouse.
And so many more.
And so many more. Chest, do you want to do it?
Me? Oh, shit, yeah, I'd love to. I love Offices and Bosses.
Sounds like he does.
Sounds like. Oh, and you know what? Let's make Season 2 at least a couple episodes longer than last season.
So 40?
What? We're going to be proactive. We're not going to be crazy.
How many did we do last season?
I don't remember.
And those are lost forever?
No, season one is already on Stitcher Premium.
It's playing right now?
It's literally playing there right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Also, you can listen to all of Hello from the Magic Tavern without the commercials.
But I spent so much time on those commercials.
How much does this cost a month? 20 gold pieces? 30? I'll pay you 40 right now.
Usador, would you be surprised to learn I don't have the information about how much it costs in front of me?
Not at all.
But what I do have is that if you go to stitcherpremium.com/magic and use promo code MAGIC, you get a free month of Stitcher. And that's more than enough time to catch up on season one of Offices and Bosses and listen to a couple eps of season two.
What are eps?
It's shorthand for episodes.
Oh, my.
So take a month to listen to Stitcher Premium, listen to a bunch of Offices and Bosses, listen to a bunch of other stuff. All the great stuff from HAL is also available on Stitcher Premium now, mm-hmm. and a bunch more.
You're going to like the way you listen, I guarantee.
And if you decide you want to keep your Stitcher Premium subscription, if you use the promo code MAGIC, a little bit of that goes to help supporting Hello from the Magic Tavern and helping us defeat the void.
I also need to help paying rent.
Also, it helps Chunt fix up his nasty hovel.
Not nasty.
Oh, Chunt, you nasty.
Nasty boy.
Get wet.
Metamore, I'm sorry. Just at the end of that game, I just really put on the hard sell and instead of spending more time catching up with you.
That's fine. I don't understand any of the things you said or why you said them. Mm-hmm. But if you feel they're important, well, then that's fine.
Oh, but we're going to have so much fun playing this new module in Offices and Bosses. I can't wait. I'm so excited about it. And you should come back sometime and perhaps bring your mother with you.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. We'll have to make sure she has something square to sit on.
Not you, Chest.
Yeah, not unless you want to get eaten.
Sounds great. Any of y'all need your horses saddled or anything before I go, or?
I'm good.
Oh, no, Metamor, I'm fine.
Yeah, okay. I don't have a horse.
Metamor, I have a question for you. All of these booklets and pamphlets and all this stuff for offices and bosses, is it expensive?
You know, it is, but I don't really spend money on anything else.
Oh.
No clothes, no decorations on my walls or anything.
Yeah.
No significant other in my life. Mm-hmm. Other than office managing, pretty much.
I see.
Is that why you wear that saddle that you obviously stole from the stable?
Is it that obvious?
Arnie, yes. I have a question for you. Yeah. Speaking of saddles, tell me more about Saddle Rafi.
Well, he's a great guy.
Who? Was it Saddle?
Yeah, that was right. Saddle Rafi.
Sounds like a cowboy.
He was kind of a cowboy.
He was? Is he dead?
I mean, he probably is by now. But you know what? Saddle Rafi, if you're out there and listening, please email me. I hope you're doing okay, and I miss you.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you for talking about Earth stuff.
No problem.
Hey, Offices and Bosses is back. That's fun. I've got a sneak peek, actually, of the new season. I'll play for you here in just a second. But first, the credits. Usador the Blue was played by Matt Young. Chant the Shapeshifter was played by Adil Rafi. Metamor, the office manager, was played by Bill Arnett. Check out his book, The Complete Improviser, available on Amazon and more. And more importantly, check him out on Offices and Bosses Season 2, which debuts this Wednesday, April 4th, only on Stitcher Premium. For a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to stitcherpremium.com/magic and use promo code MAGIC. You can listen to all of Season 1 of Offices and Bosses, get started on Season 2, and help support the podcast. And there's also just a lot of other great stuff on Stitcher Premium, too, that you're going to want to hear. Tell you what, here's a sneak peek at the episode coming out on Wednesday on Stitcher Premium with special guest TJ Jagodowski as Klax the Skeleton.
Klax, do you know Metamor? He's been running our game.
No, hey. How's our office manager?
You're a skeleton, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What gave it away?
Well, I didn't want to say anything. Maybe you're just...
But you did immediately.
It's like you don't want to ask someone if they're pregnant. You're like, I am like 90% sure this person's a skeleton, but just in case.
Just in case. They could just be very desiccated.
Yes. Which, you know what? You see that around here.
You do. And it's like, how much flesh remains before they're no longer a skeleton?
That's a good question.
Mostly skeletal?
Oh, you got to get it all off to qualify.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
No. Zero. All got to get off. I mean, two other O and B groups, but I'm pretty sure I can commit to this one.
Oh, this would be your third.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. In one, I'm the head East Coast head of acquisitions. And in another one, I'm a mischievous mailroom worker.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
What makes you mischievous?
Oh, I miss delivering mail, putting stuff in mail in envelopes that weren't supposed to be there. No, I mean, like...
Putting, on purpose.
Yeah.
That's okay. Fun because you can intercept really important parcels of mail that can give you new information and new abilities.
Yeah, or just putting, like, yeast in an envelope. And so they still get the message, but they're like, wow, this smells weird. Yeah.
Yeah, the mailroom clerks get a lot of great bonuses when it comes to gathering information and learning about what's going on in the office. So that's...
And they each get a knife. I love that you get to carry a knife. A letter small dagger.
It's a letter opener.
Small dagger.
Oh, you got the unemployed? This is the unemployed one?
Yeah, we're going to play unemployed.
Oh, great. I'm going to be a junkie trying to get back on his feet.
Wow. He's ready to go.
Perfect. I already got my class picked out.
Oh, man, I can't wait. Get a free month of Stitcher Premium at stitcherpremium.com/magic and use the promo code MAGIC. Oh, and if you want even more Offices and Bosses, and you live near L.A., don't forget the upcoming live Offices and Bosses show in L.A. April 22nd. You can get info and ticket links for that show and the upcoming one in Indianapolis and our QA at C2E2 by going to hellofromthemagictavern.com and clicking on the Live Shows tab. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Garrett Schultz. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. I forgot something very important last week, and that is to give a huge shout-out to Joe Cabrera. He's been a huge contributor to our official wiki at magictavern.wikidot.com. We couldn't do it without him. Thank you so much, Joe. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf.